with my colleague and friend, Benham Bentalibu, Senior Fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, reminding me how the Supreme Leader has all of the levers of power, and yet there are relationships that will outlive him, and therefore his decision-making or non-decision-making is determinative of the peace of the world. We come to the inner circle. There's the Majlis, there's the Assembly of Experts, there's the Guardian Council. Now we're inside the inside room. Two men named Saeed are said to be in line to inherit the supreme leadership. Saeed Mojtaba Khamenei, the son of the supreme leader, and Saeed Ebrahim Raisi, the present leader of the country as president, a man known as the hanging judge. How will he choose? What is your opinion, Benham?
It's still very much a debate, and anyone who claims to know likely doesn't know, and that's probably being polite about it. But me and my colleague, Saeed from FDD, the Iranian-American colleague I have who produced this article with me, we think it might be Khamenei's son, Mojtaba. Basically, the name you read, Sayed, S-E-Y-E-D, is an honorific. And that honorific describes the black turban that both Khamenei's son dons and the black turban that Iran's president currently dons. That black turban, that honorific Sayed, means that both men on some side of their family are allegedly part of the progeny of the Prophet of Islam, of the Prophet Muhammad. So that is what that honorific means. So it really is kind of a debate right now between the open source Iran Watcher community as to who may have the upper hand. Some may say Raisi because he fits the definition of zealousness, not capability, because of his kind of bureaucratic, to quote Hannah Arendt, the banality of his evil, the single-mindedness with which he's been able to pursue some of the most evil tasks in the Islamic Republic. This guy was 29 years old when he signed off on multiple thousands of death warrants implemented, authorized to him by Ayatollah Khomeini, and he didn't even have the need to have to come up with some kind of rationale. He was pushing that around like it was just bureaucratic paperwork. This guy who's failed upwards in his career to lead the Iranian judiciary, and to ultimately become president, to become the head of a major kind of parastatal, quote-unquote, charity institution that runs the largest shrine complex in Iran, the Imam Reza Shrine, the Astan Quds Razavi Foundation. This is the pedigree that some would put forward and say that's why he might be the next supreme leader. And I put me and my colleague in this category, we see Mojtaba Khamenei, one of Khamenei's sons, who, according to the U.S. Treasury Department, and again, both of these individuals are sanctioned, Mojtaba Khamenei has, you know, increasingly been part of his father's decision-making circle. And unlike Raisi, who has held a series of official positions, Mojtaba does not hold, really, a series of official positions. What this guy has had is power without accountability. And that seems to be the ultimate stepping stone in the Islamic Republic. You know, the presidency, as we described, the Rouhani case, the Rafsanjani case, the Khatami case, the Ahmadinejad case, those are not stepping stones into political power. Those are stepping stones into political obscurity in the Islamic Republic of Iran. The last and only person who has been able to turn the presidency into political power, and it wasn't even through his own whim and will, was Khamenei, who served as president in the 1980s and then became supreme leader in 1989. Contrast that with not just what we know about what the Treasury Department and other sources have said about Khamenei's son Mojtaba having this power without accountability, but also layer in the precedent set by the founding father of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Khomeini, whose son Ahmad Khomeini was part of all these decision-making circles and functioned as a de facto chief of staff. And then layer on top of that, of course, the fact that in traditional Shia Islam, and even though the Khomeinist interpretation is anything far from a mirror of the traditional Shiite Islam, the fact that the sons of major clerics, of major marjas, of major sources of emulation, kind of function as a gatekeeper, chief of staff, head of office, head of household for the father, who can tend to big picture religious issues, allowing them to focus on smaller day-to-day matters, and then basically training them up to kind of replace their father. That precedent could be important too. And then when we circle in one more little detail, and I apologize for all of these details, but they're important, is that Ahmad Khomeini, that son of the founding father of Ruhollah Khomeini, He died mysteriously a few years after his father died. His father died in 1989. He died in 1995. It was a conspiracy. People didn't know how it happened, why it happened. They said it was in a sleep. They said it was a heart attack. Some people kind of alleged a drug overdose. Many believe he had a falling out with this new center of power, with Khamenei, with Rafsanjani, with the increasing political, economic, and military clout of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which cut its teeth in the 1980-1988 Iran-Iraq War. And perhaps both Khameneis, father and son, looked to the precedent of the past supreme leader, of Ruhollah Khomeini and Ahmad Khomeini, and they may see Mojtaba's political survival and physical survival as predicated on failing upwards, on moving upwards. Otherwise, what happened to Ahmad Khomeini might well happen to Mojtaba Khamenei, particularly in a world where that guard corps has more strength, not less.
Yes, beware of two Caesars. All right, we come to Mojtaba. Is he responsible for the IRGC and the Basij, noting the IRGC just lost a top commander? Would that be blamed on Mojtaba?
Yeah, it wouldn't be blamed on Mojtaba, but rightly so, the Iranian population has understood the securitized role that Mojtaba is playing in his father's office, which is why even Iranian protesters have targeted Mojtaba Khamenei in their slogans, saying, "We hope you die and don't see the leadership." That's one of the slogans that are often chanted in these different cycles of boom and bust protests since at least 2017, 2018 across Iran in nationwide protests. People are aware of his kind of power that has no chain of command, but those are often the most kind of dangerous forms of power, which is, again, great power, but no accountability.
You're putting a gold doubloon on one or the other. What's your choice?
Even though dynastic succession doesn't seem to be the thing that the Islamic Republic does, I think for all the reasons mentioned above, if we have to bet, I'd bet Mojtaba.
Benham Ben Talibu, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,